Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Wilson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Mangan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Worthington. Pitching for the New York Giants, Al Worthington. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul LaPomme. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul LaPomme. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple bunts towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards the mound. LaPomme fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mangan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mangan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Post reaches second base with a double. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Post moves to third. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Lapalme is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapalme hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Spencer covering, for the out. Lapalme moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Worthington covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Post is hit by the pitch. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Mangan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mangan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mangan bunts towards the mound. Lapham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington bunts towards the mound. Lapham fields it and throws to first for the out. Mangan moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mangan scores. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark strikes out. Bailey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dark out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mangan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lapham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lapham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lapham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Mangan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mangan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mangan bunts towards the mound. Lapham fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Spencer scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski strikes out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Post strikes out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 2 in the game. Jablonski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Joe Black now pitching. Don Mueller pinch hits for Darryl Spencer. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Jim Mangan. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Catt now catching. Wayne Terwilliger now playing second base. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Crowe pinch hits for Joe Black. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthington covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0-for-2 in the game. Worthington bunts in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Klusowski takes first base on ball 4. Bob Thurman pinch runs for Ted Klusowski. Marv Grissom now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Post strikes out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-3 in the game. Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. Thurman moves to second. Jim Dyke pinch runs for Ray Jablonski. Windy McCall now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.